B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. Seven-five, the Fanatic.
Hey, y'all. Mike Missinelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station. We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missinelli Show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mike, he misses the Philly where Hades the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. All competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kind of hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Mike Missinelli Show. We continue and carry on for another week. We do it, actually, we do this a day at a time. And so it's turned into a week at a time. And we're going to do it as much as we can, as long as we can, provide an outlet for everybody out there, give them an afternoon where they can just sit back and listen to this. Well, you know, it's funny because a nephew of mine was texting me over the weekend, and he lives in Houston. He goes, what are you doing at sports? And I go, well, here's what we're doing. We're just talking. And that's really all we can do. We just talk. We have some ideas we want to talk about, but basically it's the conversation that I think will help soothe people. You know, watching TV, you're hearing a voice come out of the TV, right? It's like direct communication. And that's what we're trying to do here, although in a little more intimate detail. So we'll talk about a lot of stuff that's on our mind today and a lot of stuff in life that you're dealing with. As we go through this, it's supposed to be a horrible week. So the message today is going to be as prudent as possible. And don't get lured into... Here's the thing. I know we're all desperate. We're not used to this. We don't like to stay indoors all the time. We like to get out and do things. It's our nature as human beings. We can't not have anything to do. And so what we're doing, I think, we're trying to cut corners as much as we can. We're trying to rationalize that it's okay to go to the park, or it's okay to walk on the boardwalk in Atlantic City. It's not. It's just not. I know we're yearning for stuff to do. I know we're desperate. But we got to stay... It's easier for me to sit here and say this. But we got to stay disciplined. And if we can work hard at other stuff, we can work hard at being disciplined. And I know it's almost impossible. Like, I can't stand not being able to go out at all. Saturday and Sunday, shut myself in. I wait for the hours to go away. So you can get to another day. That's what life is these days. So... And we're starting to get desperate and believe propaganda about miracle drugs. And it's not abnormal that people are thinking this way. It's at this time when you think this way, you got to get a hold of yourself and go, let's just stay the course. Now let me get to sports, because I don't think sports is helping. I really don't. I don't think we should be even thinking about, or it should be not even important in the least for us to know when sports is going to resume. I don't care when sports is going to resume. We seem to have this obsession. Oh my God, sports have to resume. The president's got to meet with the commissioners. Why? What do you meet the commissioners for and say, well, sports is going to get back by September? Stop it. Just stop everything. We don't need to have commissioners on a conference call with the president of the United States. We don't need to have a UFC pay-per-view fight going on right now. Why are we doing this kind of thing? When we see that kind of visibility, even in this NBA horse game, I don't want that. Because if we see that, we're lured into thinking that things are going back to normal. And they're not. I don't want any encouragement from the sports world right now. We're not that desperate to have sports entertain us. We're going to have to figure out a way for us to be entertained without this notion that we have to restart sports or we're all going to perish. We don't. And I do sports for a living. And I'm sorry to have that opinion. This is a time that's much more important than sports. I don't need Dana White going out there saying we're going to continue with it because the people need it. No one needs it. Your freaking pocketbook. That's who needs it. Don't BS me. These people that are self-serving, stop. Sit back. We're going to have to take some losses here. It's a terrible thing. But that's the way I feel right now. Tyrone, your thoughts.
Yeah, I agree. I don't understand. I understand why things are being delayed, for example. But why are they moving it to new dates when they don't know how long this is going to take? Right now, they say this week, the next couple of weeks are going to be the worst weeks as far as people passing away, unfortunately. But there may be, allegedly, if you believe the numbers, there may now be some proof that the social distancing and things like that is working. It's a time, like you just said, for us to hunker down and be disciplined. And I want to understand why people need to know when stuff's coming back when we have there's no proof yet.
What's the point of people telling us when stuff's going to come back? What is the point, tell me? Why would the president of the United States have to meet with the commissioners of pro sports? What good does that come out of that?
Well, the plan apparently was to make, because the news has not been good, and they say this week's going to be particularly bad, we're going to hear news about people passing away. I think the goal was to have the leagues all come forward and try to speak positively about society so that people don't get down in the dumps. I believe that was the goal.
It's false. It's propaganda.
Well, that's different.
Well, that's the only purpose it serves right now. If you got some kind of speculative date and we're all looking, all we do is set ourselves up for disappointment. You got to just take this a day at a time. It shouldn't matter to you when the NFL, what the NFL is going to resume. It shouldn't. I'm sorry.
I completely agree. And I don't understand this UFC thing with all these states on lockdown. They're apparently looking for like tribal land or some casino or some venue on tribal land to get around rules. But my concern is if people watch it, they'll be copycats. Like, if the UFC has this event next, a week from Saturday, and it has any amount of success, now there's going to be a boxing event and this other event. And people are going to try to force its way to reopen prematurely. I'm concerned. I really am.
Well, listen, we'll talk about it. Hey, where does sports come into play right now for you? I don't know if it comes into play at all right now for me at all. I just don't. I have a hard time sitting here talking about the particulars of sport. I got nothing in my soul that will tell me, let's talk about sports today and get everybody. I don't feel that way right now. So what do I do? I come here, we're trying to talk to people, get in conversation. I find it detestable that they're going to have a UFC event on pay-per-view. What kind of a message does that say? Well, the people are going to be tested. I don't care if they're going to be tested. It's human contact. It's encouraging human contact, which is the exact opposite message of what we're supposed to have today. So if I get tested, should I go out and bump somebody that's walking on the path next to me?
No.
It's ridiculous.
It is.
And we got to have this horse game? Do we really have to have it?
Well, they'll all be home for those.
They're going to be home. Well, there's not going to be nobody in the gym. Not one other person's going to be in the gym. You're still having a couple people together. We're not supposed to be doing this.
No, you're wrong about the horse thing, the logistics. You're completely wrong.
It's going to be one guy who's going to be filming himself?
It can only be somebody that's currently in the house. That's part of the rules of the horse game.
Okay. So where are they going to have it? Everybody have a gym in their house?
The only people allowed to do it are people who currently have private gyms. If you don't have a private gym a la Thibault, you wouldn't be allowed to do it.
Yeah. Well, I don't want it. I don't care about it. I don't want to see a horse game. It reminds me that we keep going down this path. Well, got to have sports. Not now. We don't have to have it.
I think it's dumb because it's horse. I don't need to watch horse ever. Like, no, I'm serious. Like, I don't ever need to see a horse game ever. It's horse. Uh-huh. That's not sports.
And of course, you get the snarky remarks on social media. Yeah, if you're playing against Ben Simmons, you shoot threes, right?
Here's the problem. And horse, that'll bust your butt.
He makes it. All right. Listen. You're being affected by this. I'm being affected by it. We're all being affected. We're trying to come into the office. I don't know how dangerous this is that we come into the office every day. We're trying to do right by the people who need something. And this is live conversation. It's not watching a taped old game, which I'm trying to, like, I go back in time. And I'll be interested in a certain game, but it's only a game that's back in time. I can't watch a game from last year and be satisfied. Like, I can watch an NCAA final that happened 5 years ago because the intrigue is you see guys go, oh, that guy's in the NBA, that guy's in the NBA, that guy didn't make it, he was a good college player. That's the intrigue for me. But, like, the Sixers game from last year doesn't do anything for me.
I've enjoyed them.
You have?
I have. Yeah, it's not the same.
I don't know where the enjoyment comes from. I don't understand.
Well, my team always wins. That helps.
Yeah, but you know that going in. And part of watching the game is whether your team's going to win.
That's true, but I've been enjoying rewatching the wins.
All right. We'll talk about it. We'll kick all kinds of other stuff around. Here's how you get in. Natalie, you with us?
I'm here.
Hello,
Hello.
Nat. How's
Hi,
it going?
Guys.
How was your weekend, Nat?
Oh, you know, a lovely, lovely weekend of movies and mm-hmm. more reading and some walks. But yeah, other than that, just kind of sticking with the plan here.
All righty.
Yep.
You hang in there.
I'm trying.
I played probably 10 hours of baseball with my dog.
Yeah.
I can't play dog ball anymore. I can't. I'm out of dog ball.
Yeah.
I'm trying to throw curveballs now the backyard. All right. Mike Missanelli show. We have our $500 a day cash contest coming up.
The Mike Missanelli show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, yeah. It's about 2:19 on the Mike Missanelli show. And 2 o'clock hour is brought to us by the good people who are still hanging with us. Ferguson HVAC, Lyon Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors. Visit Ferguson's counter location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. Shout out to the people that continue to advertise. And at least keep us in positions.
Absolutely.
Although we have had our pay cut here, just like a lot of other people in this country. But thank you to the advertisers who, you know, listen, I can't blame the people who bailed out. If they don't have a viable product they can sell, I get that. So hopefully these industries are still percolating for the people out there. Let's get our Twitter poll going on. And Twitter poll is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Your lawnmower zero turn, any of your small engine parts, get them up and running again. You can do it yourself with Paul B. Moyer and Sons online parts warehouse. Just visit poweredbymoyer.com today from a remote location. And you've only seen her in animation over the last several weeks. The lovely and talented Natalie Agonoff. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. Today's poll, over 300 votes on this one early. Do you care about sports right now at all? 69% say yes, 31% say no. So people are still caring about sports.
Well, hey, listen, that's good. I mean, I'm not saying we shouldn't care about sports, but we shouldn't care right now about, oh my God, when are we going to start? When we start, we'll start. It's not the time to just get crazy about when we're going to start and to put up some fake dates speculation when we're going to start. I don't know what good that does anybody.
It doesn't do any good, and I completely agree, because I don't know why we can't just wait it out some. Now, there's a larger issues, larger than sports, regarding this kind of thing, but we probably shouldn't get into. But sports, somebody in sports, okay, the local response has been good, for example, from the sporting public, the prominent people. What we need is a sports commissioner of some kind. Somebody needs to be a leader. Someone needs to provide leadership. And right now, I feel like with this whole pandemic, there's a void of leadership. And none of the leagues, silver hasn't been as bad as some of the other ones, but none of the leagues, NFL maybe being the worst of them, none of them seem to be willing to step up and lead. And that's, up to me, a major problem.
Now, here's another thing with this draft. You know, the first time around, I welcomed it, because I had the same notion that a lot of people have. We need some kind of live event to keep us going. And, you know, the replays only go so far. We need some kind of a live event. And I thought, you know, with control, we could pull this off. But things have gotten considerably worse. It's made my change my mind about a lot of things. And I know this NFL draft has been tweaked to the point where, but here's what I'm thinking. You know, all these kids that are going to get drafted, there is no way that they are going to isolate. There's no way. And so the draft encourages more social interaction. You don't think friends are going to come over to these people's houses? Relatives, people that aren't coming over now are going to say, well, it's the draft. We'll take the risk. Well, you're only taking the risk because the NFL is allowing you to take the risk. And that's what's wrong about it.
You're right. And I think that what the league should do as a way to lead is say the commissioner is going to make his picks from his house. So we can argue that part is safe if you want to have it. They're going to do the EA Sports simulations. They can show video packages and stuff from the two channels, the two main channels, ESPN, NFL Network, that carry. Maybe they shouldn't cut video-wise to any players.
They shouldn't.
But
this is one year.
Make that stand.
Listen, it's one year where they'll know who they're drafted by. Somebody will call you.
Yeah.
And maybe there'll be, you can put a scroll on the screen.
Yeah.
But as the picks come in. But you don't have to have this. You're still trying to get some fanfare out of this, and it's not a time for that.
Because the commissioner's going to make the announcement. He can take the teams can take their allotted time, their 15 minutes. He can come back to his TV screen or his video monitor, whatever he'll have, his Skype set up, and say, with the first pick, the Bengals take Burrow. Boom. Show Burrow highlights, but don't show Burrow himself. And maybe that will discourage Burrow's long-lost cousins from showing up to the house. Because you know, and they know where they are, because everyone's stuck in a place. So your long-lost cousin will be able to find you because you're stuck in the house.
The neighbors. The friends.
They're all going to be popping over.
Of course they are.
It's the draft.
All right. 610-632-0975. Chuck in North Carolina. Chuck, how are things in North Carolina?
Since last time we talked, it's actually kind of took a dip down in my life. Everything's kind of gotten a little bit worse. My wife lost her job last week. My mother-in-law got diagnosed with pneumonia, and I'm still working at doing electrical work. So, you know, just we're trying to take it one day at a time. And I always feel like somebody else has got it worse than I do, so I'm trying not to let it get me down.
Are you going in people's homes?
Oh, yeah. I've actually, when they did North Carolina, it kind of just does however they want to do it. So when they told everybody to stay at home for 2 days straight, our company took in so many calls, they booked me up for a month.
I don't know how to feel about this, bro. I gotta be honest with you. I mean, not only for you, for other people, like social interaction in any form right now, especially if you're in somebody's house and they're there, is not good.
I don't like it at all. I wear gloves. I wear masks. I do everything. But the sad part about it is, where I'm from, I look like an alien. Nobody around here is wearing masks. Everybody looks at me like, why are you wearing a mask? And I'm like, why aren't you wearing a mask? You know, I got people that, you know, want to shake my hand. I'm like, no, we're not shaking hands. They're like, well, what do you think? I got the coronavirus. You know, then they think I'm judging them, and I don't think that's fair either. So it's kind of a weird place, because, you know, it's like even my company's like, well, we don't know if we want you to wear the mask because we don't want people to think that you're sick. They might not call our company. So I'm really stuck in a bad spot. But
You are in a really bad spot. I got to be honest. I'm down on your company for this.
Well,
it seems like the dollar bill is what their primary function is here.
It is, and there's a lot of people, and right here, the landscapers are still working. The Everybody is still working like normal. When I go to work, I still see the same people doing the same thing. Like, I understand where maybe I need to go to work and fix things. I do electric work, but in and out of houses, changing out light fixtures and all that stuff, just really to me. But, you know, if I don't, they're going to get somebody else and I might lose my job. And I can't afford to lose my job. My wife just lost her job. And she worked for a nationwide propane company. They just effectively terminated her position. Your position is done. We're not going to hire that position back anymore.
Yeah, I got
7 years down the drain. So, you know.
All right, man. Listen, be careful. Take it easy. I don't like to hear. You're putting yourself in harm's way, putting other people in harm's way. I hope that nothing comes of this.
Well, I hope so, too. I enjoy listening to y'all. Y'all help me get through this. I appreciate it, Tyrone. Appreciate it, Natalie. Y'all stay safe, and just keep us going on the air. We appreciate it. Y'all have a good day.
You got it, buddy. All right, so I'm in my neighborhood walking my dog today, and the landscapers are out. Now, I don't know how to feel about this, right? I understand that working outdoors, and if you properly control it, one person can get it done, maybe two that are away from each other, but then they're still going into the truck together. And I'm watching these three guys, and they're working close together. They're doing the mulch thing, and they're doing the trimming thing, and all that stuff. And I'm going, this is not a good idea.
Yeah,
right?
You're absolutely right. That's a
one guy. I got it.
They also, some of these companies could send an extra truck. So what you could do is have one guy on mowing. While I'm doing the backyard, I'll be the mulch guy out front. And then vice versa. You get what I'm saying? To where they don't have to interact.
Yeah.
I've seen some crews like that are sending extra trucks. And it's like one guy per truck.
Yeah. I didn't see that today. And here's the thing. And I don't want to be judgmental here. But these workers were Hispanic. And how do I know that? Because they were speaking Spanish. Okay? So, you know, you're now taking advantage of people who depend on that kind of substance to get by, because that's what they're in America. They want to make a living, and this is how they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that, except now I think employers could be taking advantage of people like that.
Oh, absolutely. That's something to watch out for. And the Chuck thing is tough because they're deemed essential. And North Carolina, I believe, is one of the states that doesn't have a shutdown, where they don't have a stay-in-place order, period, that state. They're like one of 7 left, I think. So if they're essential and your heater breaks or your AC breaks, you kind of need a guy to come out. But he should be able. But most companies up here are requiring that the guys have. They're providing masks, gloves.
I need to hear. And people who own landscaping, people who are working outdoors. What kind of parameters are you working under? And you know, like for instance, the only reason that we are in this studio is because we could be separate.
Yes.
I haven't been in your airspace in 3 weeks.
Nope.
I don't even know where you are when I come in.
Nope.
I go from the door all right into this studio that no one has occupied.
Yep. And I try to get the stuff. I used to put it on a desk and we would before the show. Now I get the stuff with wipes. I'm carrying my own wipes. That's a whole nother situation.
Yeah.
Wiping stuff down. I put the stuff down and it's in there long before you arrive. And that's it.
And then when I come in, I do the same thing. I disinfect everything.
Right.
And then when this show is over, I skedaddle.
Uh-huh.
And then you later skedaddle.
Skedaddle. Yeah, no, we don't leave at the same time.
And that's the only reason we're in here. We have two people. We have our call screener who is in a completely different room.
Yeah.
We're in different rooms separated by glass.
Yeah.
And then that's one of the reasons Natalie's not there, because she would have to be in that studio.
In the room with me, right.
Yeah, so that's why because people keep asking me, I'm not sick, I'm not symptomatic, I'm feeling fine, but just due to the close parameters that Tyrone and I work in together, that's why I'm not there.
Yes.
I can do my part from home.
And that was all talked about before we decided to do this, because a lot of people were given permission to work home. Now, we know that our best show is done with the best equipment, and the studio sound is better for you. And also, we have the television thing here. So when we put all the data together, we thought that we could be safe at working and not being near each other.
Right, that's the point. 6 feet. We're not 16 feet.
Yeah, but even before we decided to do that, the company had to promise us that they hired an outside company to come in and disinfect everything.
Absolutely.
And do all that stuff before we even started this venture.
Right. Had they not done that, I'll be honest, I would be home. And so would you.
Yes.
We'd have been home if they had not done that, but the company did do that.
So we're not trying to be heroes here, but we understand that this is important for people to listen to and watch on television, frankly. You're home in the house, you get your TV on all the time. So we thought the best of both worlds to give you what you deserve was to do this.
The other part is they gave everybody their own windscreen. So my windscreen that I'm talking into, same as you, right. The windscreens.
Windscreens are different. I take this off at the end.
Right.
I stick it in a little pouch. I go home, I disinfect it.
Right. And vice versa. So every single person that does come here, the very few,
yes,
has their own windscreen.
Right. And so my point in all this is we can't be working close together if you're working. And when I looked at these landscapers today, I said, there's something not right about this. And they're working, they're right next to each other. They've got a crew of three. And to say nothing, and afterwards, they're going in the truck together, and they're in the same cab. They're not sitting in the back with the mulch. And right. So they're like, now they're like this.
Right. And that's why at my HOA, the people have not been out, because the company that we contract is setting up their parameters so that they can set everybody out safely. And usually the same thing, they got a bunch of guys in the truck. They don't want to do that, so they told us they're going to send people out once they can get a fleet of guys to come out separately, and then they can do different quadrants so that they don't come within the 6 feet. The 6 feet thing is there for a reason.
All right, let's go Ian in Newark. Ian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Ian?
Hey, what's up, Mike? Hey, I want to disagree with you guys, because I'm going to ask you a question. So the next year, the virus is going to be here. You actually think there's not going to be any sports being played?
Possible.
I disagree with you 100%.
Well, I don't know how you could disagree. What are you, Nostradamus?
No, there's too much money online, and we're going to adapt.
Too much money. They're not, money is going to be secondary to health. They're not going to start sports if it's unsafe.
I disagree.
What are you talking about?
Mike, I'm telling you right now, the virus is going to be here next year.
They're not going to start sports. If it's unsafe, you're not going to be able to start sports. What's wrong with you?
I disagree with you. Watch, you'll see, because in South Korea right now, they're playing baseball.
Ian, how do you...
So much money on the line. NFL's going to play.
Ian, what do you think this isolation is about?
Mike, in 1918, 700,000 people died, and they were still playing baseball. So you think they're going to possibly turn this money down?
Do you think we're a little more aware and cautious about spreading a pandemic?
Baseball will come back, because in 3 months we're going to adapt to it with the testing. I understand what you guys are saying, but I disagree. Sports will come back. I think baseball definitely is coming back, but basketball and NHL is up in the air.
You're presuming that things are going to be safe. If things are not going to be safe, nothing's coming back.
What is considered safe?
Well, the experts will tell us what is safe, not you.
I get that, but the players are going to want to play, because they're not...
I don't care what the players want. I want to go out and have a party. I can't do it. I'd like to go out and socialize. It's unsafe. I don't care what the players want. I don't even care what the damn owners want. What is wrong with you?
Also, the South Korea thing is not an apples-to-apples thing. South Korea was one of the countries, the number one country, with aggressive testing from the very start. And they have certain things open because they're far ahead of us as far as testing. So what that means is if enough people get tested in months, not now, in months from now, perhaps sports could start under certain parameters.
But this guy's making the point that money is going to override safety.
No, in South Korea, it started not because of money. It started because they were very, very, very aggressive from the start about safety. They did safety first. They started testing light years faster than us per capita. It's a smaller country. They tested a lot of people.
Dude, I know you want sports back. I know it's an important part of your life. It's an important part of everybody's life. In the big scale, it's really not, when we're talking about a pandemic. But I get your urgency to be entertained, because we're all stir crazy. But please, don't have a permissive attitude that, oh, things are going to be great, we're going to start sports, and we need to start sports. We don't. Dave in Allentown. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nat.
Oh, that's okay. I did a lot of reading about, he brought up 1918 and the influenza here in Philadelphia. I read a lot about it over the weekend. And part of the reason that it was so bad here, 20,000 people died in Philadelphia, was because there were people who were still ignoring it. And like he said, baseball went on and some of those games went on. And that's what made it so much worse. Because back then they weren't educated enough to realize the importance of staying apart to stop it.
Yeah, there's a big chart about Philadelphia. We throw a parade here during that time.
A military parade.
And St. Louis, I believe, was the city that did the comparison where they did social distancing. And they had per capita way less deaths. So it's the science is simple. This isn't even complicated. A six-year-old can understand this science. It's simple science. It's not even science. It's so easy. Like a puppy can figure out, like, stay back. Like, anyone can figure this out. This is not a, like, complicated thing. Distance helps. Once there's less people to have it and they have enough testing, then they can start to explore that. But to explore it now is premature.
Listen, man, I'm going nuts. Now, Tyron, you live with a wife.
Yep.
You got conversation in-house.
Yeah.
I got nothing. Natalie has a roommate. I got a dog. Right?
Yeah.
Me more than anybody, I want to get out and do stuff.
Right.
All right?
Right.
So I'm like convincing myself, okay, how about I watch 4 hours of stand-up comedy? Right? That Netflix, whatever that was called. Right? I'm watching 4 hours of comedy. Then I go, okay, let me prep my garden. It's a little soon to prep the garden, but let me go out there. I'll take all the weeds out. So I did that at 1 o'clock. Now, at 5, I go, maybe I didn't take enough weeds out. I go back out there, I re-hoe the thing. I'm going nuts.
Yeah, because you can't do the stuff till after the last frost, right?
We're not there yet.
That's what I mean.
But I can prepare.
No, you do. It's
so
good that you're doing
the
prep.
Weeds that grew in the garden, the open garden, raised garden during the winter, and then, you know, whatever, I got to dig those out of there, prep the soil so it's nice and clean.
Yeah. Well,
and I'm doing it like 5 different times now.
I don't know
what else to do.
Well, you don't want to be like some of these people out there. That British soccer player.
Yeah, he had a party. And the other thing, the people that are walking, I'm reading these stories about the Jersey Shore, how Ventnor closed off themselves from Atlantic City because people were driving to Ventnor to walk on the boardwalks.
Mm-hmm.
And these kind of things, they're just not heeding.
There's still a spectrum, enough people who say it's not real. And because most people are listening, they'll end up trying to do the whole I told you so. Because if we all just went wild like they would, millions would die. At least 1 million people would die. But because most people are staying in and it is flattening the curve, they'll then say, see, it was no big deal. I went out.
I'm watching Bobby Flay yesterday, and he's doing this brunch.
Oh, he's doing a brunch?
He did a shrimp and grits and all this kind of thing. I like to do that, but I'm doing it for me. Plus that, I got to go to the grocery store where I don't want to even run into people. We're all living the same hell.
Yeah, right. And then my wife's aunt hooked us up with masks, a couple masks, so we can go to the grocery store since that's the new rule. She ended up having them from a contractor that lived next door to her. So she put them in a bag and we had to pick them up off the porch. So we wouldn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I could go, because we're trying to limit, only go to anywhere once a week.
I wore my bandana.
Yeah, so I
to the store.
I end up getting a mask. So I was like,
yeah, I'm trying to avoid the store and make do with what I have in the house. So I was in the mood for some pancakes.
You have all the pancake stuff?
All right, so yeah, I get the pancake stuff. I got the flour, I got the baking soda, our powder, I got the milk and the butter.
All right.
I went out some pancakes. I had some raspberries. I made some raspberry pancakes. It was 2 o'clock brunch, and I waited till brunch, like between 1 and 2.
Oh, look at you.
Uh-huh.
That's a nice call. It's a nice call.
Pancakes, baby. You can't go wrong.
No, they're fantastic.
Shut that dog up over there, would you please?
Can you hear her?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Of course we can hear her.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know.
That's all right.
She's fine.
610-632-0975. Give her a chew bone. It's the Mike Missanelli Show on 97.5, the Fanatic NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
245. I've been listening to a lot of music, Alexa. Alexa's been giving me a lot of music. A lot of music I haven't heard before.
Yeah.
You just shout it out and boom, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
And you got it on a loop. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Wait, what do you call that?
Just a playlist on shuffle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I've been doing a little bit of that. Figure out what the kids are listening
to. Yeah, in fact, in 3 o'clock hour, I wrote down a list of the most underrated bands.
Of all time?
In my lifetime.
In your life?
Just me. According to me.
Okay.
Everybody will have their different view of this. But a lot of people will agree with me on these.
Underrated bands.
Underrated bands, yes.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
Okay, let's go back to the phones. Dave in Allentown. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
What's up, Dave?
Hey, listen, hopefully everything comes out right. I just wanted to make a point about Trump recognizing sports and having a meeting with him. I think it brings to the point that they realize how important sports is going to be to bringing the country back online. And maybe he just got them together and said, listen, fellas, if this week goes bad, you aren't coming back online. If it goes well, you're probably looking at possibly this state, and these are the parameters you're going to have to operate in. You know, are you going to be able to do it? He's giving them a heads up. But really, the game that's on now is this Apex, and everybody's involved. If you stay in, you're playing the game right. If you're out and about, you know, there's a good chance we're going to lose. But I just wanted to make a point. I know Trump, he's a knucklehead sometimes, but I think he tries to give some optimism. If he was a Debbie Downer, they'd bash him for that. But I really think he's trying to be optimistic. And
by giving misinformation? That's your definition of optimistic?
He didn't give misinformation. He's just...
He gives misinformation every stinking day. What, are you kidding me?
What about... Listen, Trump plays you guys like a fool. You guys...
No. I tell you what. You're the fool for following him. Tom in Deptford. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tom.
Mike, I don't want to go political here because, you know, we'll be arguing all day. But anyway, listen, Mike. I've seen the same thing you did. I wanted to grab these three guys. Not the same guys you did. They get out of a truck, Mike. Check this out. They get out of a truck, cover from mulch from head to toe, are almost arm in arm in a cab of a pickup. Then they proceed to walk into Home Depot, picking her nose, spitting in the associate's face. And I don't mean that intentionally. I mean being that close. I'm like, are these guys, like where are these guys, like from Mars? Do they not see or understand what's going on? Listen. Nobody's asking anybody to live in a bubble, but you can't give us 2 weeks of doing the maximum with a very little minimum other than essentials, and we could probably get a handle on this. Mike, I'm right now in a car, and I'm going by the park, and I see these people. I can count on my hands how many people have a mask or any type of covering on. It is just insane of how these people don't seem to get it. It is unreal. And as far as sports coming back, Mike, do you know the lawsuits you would have if that happens? You have no idea. You might as well kiss sports goodbye if that happens and they decide to come back and these guys get sick again. So as far as that, Mike, you know what? I'm the first guy, and you know that. I've been calling for a long time to want to get this thing going. But you know what? It's about safety right now and health. And I cannot understand why people don't get it. I wanted to grab these three guys. I swear, Mike, you had no idea. I just said, you know what? You can't even reason with people like that. You really can't. And they're the reason why we can't get this under control right now.
You're absolutely right. Listen, here's the fact. We're behind on this, all right? For whatever reason you want to bring up, and if you don't want to go political, that's fine. We're behind. I think these numbers are accurate. In South Korea, they've only had, what, less than 200 deaths to the United States 10,000?
You know what it is, Mike? I'm going to tell you what it is to us. It hasn't hit them yet. Listen, how about that family up in North Jersey? They didn't even know what happened. They were having a Tuesday night dinner. Some guy came over innocently. They were somewhere else and brought it right into the family. And practically has now wiped the whole family out. I mean, it's just...
Listen, I got you. We're behind and we have to catch up. And the only way we catch up is to be prudent. And what's not prudent is talking about when sports are going to resume. Because we need it. We don't need it. We don't need sports. Sports is a luxury that we are afforded in America more than any other country because we have many sports we can follow. It's an escape. Yeah, it's fortunate that we have those. But sometimes we don't have to have it, like now. Colin in Robbinsville, you're a 97.5 The Fanatic. Colin.
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
What's up, Colin?
It's funny that you guys brought up the influenza virus. I was down at the Mutter Museum back in, I think, January, and they were actually having a special on that. But imagine they were able to fight that back when we didn't have one of our most powerful tools, and that's social media. And the ignorance people are showing by not taking directive or following some sort of direction given by our leaders to help combat this, it's just fully ignorant.
There's nothing worse than a false sense of security. A false sense of security means you're not in danger. We're in danger. And this false sense of security is ridiculous.
Maybe people are afraid to admit that they're in danger. But, like as I was saying, we have social media on our hands. We have one of the most powerful tools to reconnect, to connect to everybody to spread a message. And the message has been spread. I don't know why people aren't following along. I called in because I'm a landscaper, and one of the tricks that me and my guys have been doing is we drive our own private trucks to each job, and we have our tools, but we set it aside. You know, you don't touch that. You know, you don't touch that. This is for here. This goes over here, and we keep our distance the best we can. We're not perfect, but we're doing the best we can in this.
Well, at least you're aware of it, man. This is all I want, Colin. You got to be aware of it. Like, you know, these guys I saw today didn't seem to be aware of it. That means they're not getting direction from their bosses.
That's ignorance. That is complete ignorance, which is what I'm getting at.
Yeah. I got you. All right, brother.
Take care, Mike.
You hang in there. I just got an email from a landscaper. He said, I'm a self-employed landscaper. I normally have a crew of 3 workers. I'm only carrying 1 guy because of the virus situation at the moment. The current restriction is... we're not allowed to carry more than 1 employee in a truck. But I have my guy driving separately in his own vehicle. I pay him extra for his fuel. I have him working the spring cleanups in the mulch while I take care of the lawn service. We are required to disinfect the truck and all equipment every day. Anything I touch that belongs to a client, such as a gate latch to access a yard, is wiped down with a paper towel sprayed with Clorox bleach after we are done. I also wipe down the shopping cart, the ATM, and the gas pump with Clorox bleach before I touch it and wear a mask at a grocery store. Well, you're doing the right thing. Where's he getting the Clorox bleach?
He might have already had it.
In a stock? Hopefully he did.
Yeah, he probably...
Yeah, I can't find any bleach.
He probably
you bring
had
it. You bring me my bleach today?
I'll bring
you
it tomorrow. I forgot it at home. Yeah,
that's all right. Just, don't worry about me.
I don't need
no bleach.
I get it. But what happened was... Yeah, he probably had it because that's probably how he cleans his tools anyway. So guys with companies, he may use it up, but he probably already had that.
Okay.
Set up because he has to clean it at least at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Okay, we're switching from the mowers. Let's clean everything down. So he probably had it.
You're allowed to work fine. And God bless you,
every
you
rule,
still have a job
like.
And you still get paid and all that's all good and you're keeping people employed. Just as a boss, I think you have responsibility to follow these kind of tenants.
And right there, he's paying the guy a couple extra cents per mile. That alone makes a huge difference because now they arrive separately, they leave separately, and they're not touching the same stuff.
Exactly.
To me, that's all. Mm-hmm. You just got to go to work. I'm not every landscape company. Go get your money because people, grass is growing, the weeds, everything. But just make sure you guys arrive differently. And if they don't have cars, then... Ubers, something where they're arriving differently.
Yes.
Because arriving all in one truck to me is completely unsafe.
Yeah, all right. We have 2 open lines. And this is life, man. It's like it's life as we know it today. And how you're getting by. 610-632-9797. 1-800-875-0975. That's how you get in. It is the Mike Masnelli Show. We are going to have Rich Hoffman in at 4:30. And I guess I'll talk about that horse game, right?
Yeah, and he wrote something. Horse game and on. He wrote something today. And the quarantine, okay. He got a lot of quarantine and what the NBA may do, all that stuff.
Yeah, it was also how we have Todd McShay's mock draft.
I don't like it.
Rounds 1 and 2. You don't like it?
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm. I hate it, actually.
You hate it?
Yeah, we'll get to it later, but I hate all right. it.
Mike Masnelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.